We'll begin with the hearing of God's word of truth to us, reading from verse 30, 1 Corinthians 1. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That one verse has quite a list of things that we get from God through Jesus, starting with Jesus himself, clearly identified as our wisdom from God. That's an unusual thing to say. When we gain wisdom, normally it's in the form of information understood, life lessons learned, valuable experience gained, skills developed and put to use. It's not a person, unless, of course, we're talking about the Savior. When it comes to the biggest problem we all have, the most urgent need we face, that crucial moment yet to come for all of us who are still left here in this world, Jesus will be the only right answer, the only wisdom that works. Dealing with the problem of your own sins, getting right with God, these were never meant to be fix-it-yourself situations, as some people think. It is the opposite of wisdom, absolute foolishness to believe that a person could ever earn his way into heaven, or to go to the other extreme and think that our sins are no big deal. You know better, right? You have the wisdom of Christ because God has caused you to believe in the truth of Christ crucified and risen. In fact, we can plug Jesus in as the answer to some very important questions, starting with this one. What does God require of me morally? Am I supposed to be perfect in his eyes? Well, let's focus on Jesus in his role as the substitute. Ladies, can you stop, please? Right there. Thanks. Let's focus on Jesus and his role as the substitute. As a man here on earth, he took on all the obligations, every requirement that God placed on Adam and Eve, all the Jewish people of the Old Covenant, even on Gentiles like you and me. When he kept every commandment perfectly, this was more than the shining example of what you're supposed to do. His perfect life was done for you and meant to have the same effect as the following unthinkable scenario. This is not a true story financially. A multi-billionaire spends his entire career earning all of his money, and then he deposits the entire amount into the empty account of a bankrupt person who has vandalized his property and stolen from the man. Not a true story. Unless you realize that Jesus is the billionaire and you are the bankrupt person, and because of him, your account with God is perfectly full in the best way. The Bible calls that your righteousness in Christ. But how does it relate to the question of God's justice is something we really should understand. Does God nevertheless punish my sins and settle the debt that I owe him? Again, focus on Jesus as he is on the cross. After living a perfect life, he suffered what our sins deserved. How can that happen? He had that horrible death by crucifixion, which included the agony of hell during that dark afternoon, all of it as the true sacrifice. You know that this was part of the plan. This is the core element of gospel wisdom. This is also your righteousness from God through Christ. Well, how do we know it worked? Again, focused on Jesus, this time noticing an empty tomb. He's not there in the grave. He is risen from the dead, which has to mean that the sacrifice worked. God accepted it as your payment and has declared on the basis of it you to be no longer bankrupt, all sins forgiven, nothing held against you. More than that, by raising Jesus from the dead, you have the wisdom of knowing how things will turn out for us one day and for those believers who have died before us. In the victory of Christ, we see a preview of our future. Let's call it the greatest trailer with an awesome spoiler alert. You and me rising from the grave, if that's where we happen to be. Glorified with perfect bodies and minds, hearts and souls, going up to the throne of God to thrive forever in His presence. How incredibly valuable is that? In Christ, you become better than book smart or street smart. You become soul smart, heaven smart. Of course, the world will scoff at your wisdom and belittle what we believe from the Bible. One day, rest assured, God will vindicate your wisdom by sending Jesus back in person to end the curse of sin, to put the devil out of business, to judge those who rejected him, and to bring home those who are in him. That's the key to it right there. Needing to be people who are in Christ, which simply happens as part of your God-given faith. As his believers, as people in Christ, you are wrapped in Jesus, encased in Christ, so that when God looks at you, he constantly sees his son. He doesn't see sin and failure. He sees perfection. He sees people who please him. Therefore, when you are in Christ, you have everything that really matters. A perfect record with God, who is your Heavenly Father. His home in heaven as your final destination. His glory as your future inheritance. And let's not forget the light of His Word guiding the way. Let's learn more and more to thank and praise our God for giving us Jesus as our wisdom for this life and our hope for that life yet to come. Amen. We close with such thanks and praise, singing hymn 355, all stanzas, hymn 355.